MinuteOfMayhem.com presentation.
This one's going to really please my BFF No End. She's an anchor on local news in Palm Springs. Her name's Stella. I think she's listening. Hello, Stella. Hello.
Hello.
And like all news anchors on local news, she wants you to like and respect her for her cutting-edge news delivery. Rather than the fact that she's looks great, lying on the beach in a one piece. But you know, whatever she wants, she can't argue with fact, science and nature. And here's a new study, which, believe it or not, says that men are still distracted by hot women showing cleavage. I know! Groundbreaking, shocking stuff, huh? Two researchers at Indiana University wanted to see how an anchor woman's looks and clothing style would affect the news. So they had two groups of men watch two different newscasts featuring the exact same news footage and the exact same anchor. But, like Saw, all but one and two, there was a massive twist. It was like Donnie Darko of journalism. Yes. One group saw the anchor woman in tight-fitting clothes and red lippy, showing off her curves and some cleavage. And the other group saw in a shapeless and loose-fitting jacket with no makeup whatsoever. She looked like a man. Afterward, the men took a quiz on the news, and the men who had the sexed-up anchor remembered, quote, significantly less information than the men watching the unsexualized anchor. The researchers ran the same experiment with women and found the opposite was true. Women remembered more of the info from the sexed-up version than the sexless version. We're back to it, aren't we? My theory that all women, everywhere, whether they admit it or not, are slightly lesbianic. They like a taste of the vagine. Whatever they say. And that is proof, isn't it? In the eating, if you'll excuse the pun. No! They didn't offer a theory on why women retain more info when the anchor woman looked more attractive, but I'm guessing it's because women are socially trained to respect attractive women more than ugly women, right? No. It's because even women like the look of a good-looking woman on their womanliness. The image is beautiful. Oh, for all of us. I'm going to make a controversial point here. Oh, alas, perish the thought. Money spent on convincing us to go to war in Iraq after September 11th. I mean, it must have been in the tens of hundreds of millions of pounds and dollars, right? Both sides of this pond. We could have saved all that. Didn't need to spend any of it. Not one penny, dime, or cent. For about half of the cost that we actually spent, and I'm still paying for it now, as are you. The reason that, you can't afford to go and buy, a new Daewoo Matiz or a Hyundai Move, whatever it's called over there in the US or in Europe, in Russia. You know, those boxy little cars, we struggle to buy them nowadays, don't we, even? Especially when the kiddie-winks want their little Hershey's or Cadbury's or their little Twix. Sorry, Jimmy. Daddy's gonna work his fourth job of the day to pay the mortgage. You'll have to wait till Friday for Cadbury's Day. We could have saved all of this heartache that we're still paying for now by replacing all the male news anchors with hot, blonde, blue-eyed newsreaders who could have then just been paid to tell us, Iraq! Iraq! We're not in Iraq! What are you talking about? You're imagining it! Not only would we have not known that they were lying because we wouldn't have been paying any attention or listening to any reports of casualties or death or anything like that, but if even for a fleeting second we did happen to come across it,
yes,
we wouldn't care. We'd be too busy staring at the top button just above the V-line, willing it to